And now it's Buccaneers ball off the defensive rebound. Callie Hakenin carrying the ball. Pass over, number 14. Pass inside, then over inside, almost intercepted by Addison Bablick, but it went out of bounds. So Buccaneers retain possession with 2 minutes and 9 seconds left in the first half and a 10-point lead. Pass in or to the outside, and now they move it across. They're in the corner right now, then back to the free throw line, then over to number 20 for a three-point shot, and smooth as silk. Abigail drains the three, 28-15. And Bablick now has a chance at a three. She decides to pass it inside, back it out. Then she gets a contested three. It's off the rim, and then it doesn't drop. Good job by Brunel getting it. Ernst gets the ball for a three shot. It's half off the back of the rim. It doesn't drop. Oh, my goodness. Are there Magnus in the ball? They are getting open opportunities. They just are missing them. All right. Minute 30 remaining. 13-point lead. Pass inside. Nice touch by Kayla Gillette on the two-point shot on the inside. 30-15. Bablick with another shot for three. And it pins. The wish. There it is. That's the spark we need. I know she can pull off a few. She's made multiple in a game before. That is Addison Bablick with her first three of the night. 18 points for them now. They trail by 12. All right, Buccaneers moving the ball around. Time is their friend. The idea is drain as much of this clock as you can and get some more points. Brunel pops the ball out on a steal, but it goes out of bounds. All right. Substitutions coming in. Danica Mann for the Screaming Eagles and number 24, Lauren Geiger for the Buccaneers. All righty. Ball getting moved around. Pass outside to an open three-point shot. Oh, my gosh. That was a defensive breakdown as Abigail makes another three. It's 33-18. Ernst carrying it up. Buccaneers did abandon the press. I think it was smart to not call a foul. Refs are letting them play aggressive tonight. All right, it's going to be a jump ball, Buccaneers ball. Wow. 35 seconds remain, and the Buccaneers got possession of the ball again, 33 points to 18. This is it. They're going to hold the ball and then try to make the last points here in this half. Inside of number 10. It is, nice little knockout by Ernst. And then Kylie Orson tried to recover the ball. It went out of bounds, and now the Eagles have a chance to score before half. 24.4 seconds left in this half. 33-18. Eagles trailing, but they have the ball. Ernst pulling it up. Gets it over number 10. Mia Singen, then back to Ernst. Then inside. Back outside. 14 seconds. Ernst is carrying the back inside. The Claire. Then, it just went flying over. And so they're going to grab the ball to get the half-court violation instead of letting the Buccaneers catch up to it. So, man, I keep predicting that someone's going to hold the ball until the last second and take a shot, but I've been wrong now three times in a row. Let's see if I'm wrong four times in a row. Buccaneers with the ball, 7 seconds left. They pass inside. Five. The open pass inside goes in for a two-pointer, takes a shot, misses, and no make. No mock. All right. First half is now concluded. The Prentice Buccaneers lead the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles 33-18 here in Prentice. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have our halftime show here on 103.1 Trail Mix from Screaming Eagles. Don't go anywhere.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental.com. They will make you smile. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. You may not want to hear this, but winter and the cold weather are coming up fast. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter with our mobile service. As long as you are within 120 miles of our dealership, for a limited time, we can come right to you for no extra charge, offering full service oil changes, tire rotations, free battery tests, and more. On all makes and models, we'll be certain your vehicle is ready to brave the elements. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to schedule.
Welcome back to tonight's game. I'm here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Screaming Eagles for girls high school basketball. Screaming Eagles are in Prentice against the Buccaneers tonight, and the Buccaneers are leading 33-18. It's been a game. Like, seriously, like, there's been a couple factors that have made this game very unique. The Buccaneers got hot on the trail end of the second half, but it was like a two defensive teams that just kept coming up with big intercepted passes, stealing them, blocks, good rebounding. I mean, but on both sides. And part of that was because the refs are letting the girls play. And, you know, I can sit up here and point and be like, they missed that call, and they missed that call, and they missed that call. But that's not what I'm going to say, because what I love is that they're being fair. So, like, in sports, part of playing sports is figuring out the refs that you're playing with. Are they going to call things? Are they going to let some things slide? And so as you play, as a player, your smart players figure out where that line is, right? And if the refs are being fair, right, if they're going to not call some things or call some things, but it's even on both sides, awesome. And so the refs tonight very clearly are like, hey, we're going to let the girls be more aggressive. We're going to let them be more they can assert their position. They can do some things that maybe other refs would call. But you know what? It's even on both sides. And what you've been noticing is as the half progressed, the girls on the court were starting to play more aggressive. They were going more for those jump balls. They were going more for the steals. They were going more for the intercepted passes because the refs were letting them play. And it's been awesome to watch. It really has. And so I'm very pleased tonight with the effort that I'm seeing on both sides of the court. I really am. You know, I don't have, like, the stat tracker, right? So I don't know, like, who's had possession more or who's had more shots on goal. But to be honest, I mean, the Buccaneers are leading on rebounds. 100%. Like, that's, I know that one just from the eye test. But as far as, like, shots on board, the teams are relatively even. Like, you know, give or take, like, 10%, right? So when you see the shots on board, you know, if it's relatively close but the score is 33-18, what that tells you is that the Buccaneers are just making shots and the Eagles aren't. They're shooting better. And sometimes a game just really does come down to that. Efforts looking good on both sides, right? Energy's looking good on both sides. Defense is being played well on both sides. Shot attempts are going, you know, are even-ish. And I think the big reason why the Buccaneers are leading over the Screaming Eagles is their rebounding is better, both defensive and offensive rebounds. So they're getting more second-chance shots, But they're not really making their second-chance shots. And, I mean, they had I know the Buccaneers made the tour two three-pointers in a row. That was pretty big, right? Because, I mean, if you take those away, it's 28-18 instead of 33. So that was big. The Screaming Eagles did finally adjust well to breaking the full-court press, which they've just been not good at this season. And I think a part of that is having Jalen Brunell back. I think, you know, Madison Ernst and Jalen Brunell are the two best dribblers on the Screaming Eagles, probably followed by Addison Bablik. But Addison Bablik is you don't really necessarily want her as the point guard. You want her to receive a pass because she's good at shooting, like a good shooting guard, right? So they haven't really. It just kind of seemed like a hero ball on the side of Madison Ernst trying to, break those full-court presses. And it just hasn't really worked this season. But what you saw today was Jalen Brunell setting up screens to break full-court presses, and it was working. Or they get it to her, and she was able to dribble past it as well. So, I mean, just literally having that one player back is really big for their offensive capabilities just to get on their side of the court, as well as having Mia Singer back. She's just a nice rotational player that's got good experience. She's a sophomore this year, played a lot of minutes last year. So I think the Screaming Eagles are just getting healthier, getting players back, and that just makes them better, just being a deeper squad, you know. So that is really good to see. Buccaneers have been playing great. I'm loving – okay, Kayla Gillette is a superstar. She's a junior. She's the tallest member on the court, and they are very clearly – when she's playing, they're playing through her. Callie Haakkinen is a good shooter. And Kylie Orson, number 10, another junior, they're just stellar with moving the ball down the court. And honestly, those three right there, Kylie Orson, Callie Haakkinen, and Kayla Gillette, that's how their offense played through the first half, and I foresee that they'll do the exact same thing. I mean, they put up 33 in the first half, so that's what I think is going to happen. All right. We got 2 minutes until the second half kicks off, so we're going to take another commercial break here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll have more basketball.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Screaming Eagles. We're going to kick right into this game because they started half earlier than I anticipated. The Screaming Eagles started out with the ball and were able to get underneath the hoop and make their first two-pointer with Claire Young scoring that layup, they now have 20 points, trailing by 13. All right, I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you basketball, the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles versus the Prentice Buccaneers. Buccaneers take a three-point attempt and miss. Ernst now carrying it up the court. She takes her three-point shot, and it off the rim misses, and now the Buccaneers have the ball. All right, Kylie Orson now carrying the ball up the court. It's the pass over to number 23, Callie Hakenin. And number 20 now has it at the top of the key, Abigail. And they're just moving the ball kind of gingerly and kind of looking for that open spot in the defense. So far they haven't found it yet. They're looking. Number 22 now is the corner. Passes it high. Gets it to number 20 at the top of the key for an open three-point attempt. Miss. And then they get an offensive rebound and draw the foul. So the Buccaneers, they're going to call that. So what was called was a shooting foul. So that means Kylie Orson has a chance for two. First free throw is in. 34-20 now, Buccaneers leading. Mia Singer is now substituting in for Jalen Brunell. Excuse me. Second free throw is missed, and it's going to be rebounded by the Buccaneers. She shoots a super high layup, goes behind the hoop, and it's called out of bounds. Eagles ball. All right, Ernst has it. Buccaneers don't have their full court press. They break that with the screen, and Ernst goes right down to the hoop, and she has a chance at two. Cadence McCoon gets the rebound. She shoots her free throw and draws the foul. Good to see Cadence getting in there. She's one of their best rebounders for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles and shows that talent there. Draws the foul. Her two free throws. First one is up and just a tad short. Score remains 34-20. Second free throw is up and off is short again, just tad. So the score will stay 34-20. 16 minutes and 15 seconds in the second half. All right. Kylie Orson moving the ball across the court. And Hakenin over. And they're going to call a foul on Cadence McCoon, rightfully. She came in, and right before she could set her feet, she kind of hip-checked. And so Buccaneers now have a chance to reset their offense on the pass in under the hoop. Cadence getting subs out for Gretchen Etter. Nice pass on the inside for a layup. It's going to be a miss. And the ball gets kind of knocked out when they attempted to rebound by Addison Bablick. Buccaneers keep the ball. Here comes the next pass in. And all the way to the corner. Number 23, Callie, has it. Then gets it over to Abigail. Then pass to Ashlyn. And now Kylie. Moving the ball around good. Buccaneers just looking for that spot. So they get an open shot, kind of like they did before. And while they did, they're going to Addison went for the steal. They're going to call jump ball. They're going to say Buccaneers retain possession. And now they like to pass the ball in again. So far, good defense by the Eagles, trying to keep them from scoring. Pass over to number 23, Callie. And we have an almost intercepted pass. They're going to say jump ball, Eagles ball. Good defense by the Eagles, clogging up the center there, keeping the clear pass to Kayla Gillette, who I don't think it's a secret. They're going to try to play the offense through her. All right. Stolen ball by Kayla Gillette, then stolen again by Ernst, and then jump ball, and they're going to say Buccaneers. Madison Ernst is going to have to stop playing hero ball. She's got to move the ball around. The refs are letting them play, and she cannot dribble by this double team. They're not letting her. All right. Madison Ernst getting up, trying to steal the ball back. She's super good at that. And so the Buccaneers moving the ball around. Trying to get this through. Kylie gets the ball over to number 22, Ashlyn. They're just trying to It's a blow move. Number 20 tries to drive inside. Can't do it. They're calling travel on her. Abigail is flabbergasted, but you could tell that her pivot foot dragged just enough for it to be called. Good call, ref. Good eye. Pass over to Mia Singer in the corner. Then inside. And she's going to be called out of bounds as her arm was touching the out-of-bounds line when she had possession of the ball. So Buccaneers now get the ball back. And we're back to a defensive struggle between the two teams. There's only two points for the Eagles and 1 point for the Buccaneers have been scored in almost the last 4 minutes. Okay, Buccaneers are going to call a timeout. Good, in my opinion, good timeout because we have a point drought here to start the second half. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more basketball here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. It's the season of giving, and Medford Motors has some thoughtful deals. Right now, get 15% off of all Ford accessories. You can choose to have us pick up and deliver your vehicle, or for a limited time, have our mobile service install your new accessories in your driveway or at your work for no extra charge. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to order and schedule.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
All right. Welcome back to high school girls basketball here on 103.1 Trail Mix, one of the Screaming Eagles. As soon as I came back online, the Buccaneers made a three-pointer, then stole the ball back immediately, goes for two, and now they made that. And they just immediately started out from that timeout, a five-point swing, 39-20. Wow. Kaylee Hakenin made the three, then got the steal, then made the two. Ernst says the ball passes into Gretchen Etter, who goes for a two-point shot. She makes it. Nice move by the freshman. 22 points for the Screaming Eagles. They trail by 17 now. Long pass to the corner as Abigail now has the ball. Passes inside to Ashland. Takes her two-point shot, misses. And Madison Ernst has the ball, and they're going to call foul on the Buccaneers. It was either a reach, and I didn't really see what the... Here, Russ calling up. It was a blocking foul on number 10 for the Buccaneers, Kylie Orson. Screaming Eagles will now have a chance to pass in. All right, Ernst has got it. They're coming up with a double team. She's going to have to try to figure out how to get by it. And it is stolen again. They're going to call foul on Madison Ernst. That's pushing, but it kind of tripping. Same difference, still foul, 100%. So Buccaneers got the ball now. They've passed in, and now Kylie's bringing it up. Pass over number 23, looking. Gets it to Ashland. Deep inside, and good defense by Gretchen Enner, who was able to intercept that pass. It went out of bounds on her, so it's still Buccaneers' ball, but you prevented a potential easy layup opportunity for the Buccaneers. Allie Orson passes it inside to the corner. Number 14 is going to take her free three-point shot, and it's going to be a weird one as Luca Blomberg takes a shot, misses it, and it just kind of goes and sits at the top of the backboard for like 4 seconds. So the refs call it out of bounds, and now it's Eagles ball. 13 minutes remain in the game. The Eagles trail by 17. Ernst has got the ball. She tries to dribble past her defender, but it gets knocked out by the Buccaneers, so the Eagles retain possession. All right. Singer looking. Gets the ball passed inside to Claire Young. Clears with elbows. Gets good. Ernst tries to drive in, and they're going to call travel. Good call by the ref. I was like, that looked like a travel, because it was. All right, Buccaneers the ball and the lead, moving the ball around. Time is their friend. With a 17-point lead, you can take long possessions. Nice little pass over to Kayla Gillette, who feels like a cheat code at this point. She raises her hands, and the other team needs to jump. She just has to reach. 41 now for the Buccaneers. Ernst came the ball under the hoop. Long pass over to number 20, or number 10. Mia's got it, and then gets it over to Bablik, and now she's able to dribble by. I know that's a long three-pointer, but I wanted her to take it. She didn't. Gretchen's got it. Tries to get over her defender. They're going to call jump ball. Eagles possession. All right. He's going to pass it in. Gretchen coming out, and Brunell is back in. Mavlik's now got it, looking for her open shot. Doesn't see it. Gets it to Ernst, the top. Passes inside to Jalen Brunell for the two-point opportunity. Missed on the layup. And defensive rebound made by Hakenin. Gets the ball passed inside. Two-point shot on the catch and shoot for Ashlyn Unglin. Good shot, 43-22. Jalen Brunell now has the ball. Gets it to Ernst, the corner. Pass inside, and we have a foul on the Buccaneers. It's like a reach-in foul. So it's a push, right? They push to reach in. So, all right. Eagles passing the ball in. They get it underneath. And it's going to be knocked aside by the Buccaneers. Goes back out of bounds. So the Eagles get to pass it inside yet again. All righty. Here we go. Ernst now has the ball. Passes it over to Mia Singer. Then to Brunell. Ernst got the ball, and then as soon as they did, another foul by Kylie Orson on another push. They're at four fouls now with 12 minutes left in the game. The last thing you want to do is get into foul trouble when you're ahead at 21. You'd almost rather them get a little bit of space and let them have to earn their thing back rather than get a bunch of free throws. Sarah Young gets it to Jalen Brunell. Takes a shot, misses, and then we have a defensive or offensive rebound made. Gets back into Brunell's hands. Then top to Mia Singer. Back to Brunell. The three-point lane, she's looking. Able to dribble by her off to Claire Young, looking for an open spot. The pass goes wide, and it's going to be a half-court violation as the ball went flying all the way back there, and they couldn't get hang of it. That was an extremely long offense for no points. Those sting. So now the Buccaneers got the ball. Good defense, not giving up any points there in the last like minute and a half that the Eagles had the ball. And now they're just moving it across. They're moving it around the top of the three-point line. Just back and forth right now, fishing around, seeing if they can get to it. Right now number 14 is trying to get by, but Jalen Brunell immediately intercepts the pass and the ball. Brunell able to get it to Ernst, her point guard. Now they're carrying up the court. Good job. Now Bablik's get it for a three-point shot. It's just short. Claire Young gets it. Oh, and now it's back into Mia Singer's hands. Good offensive rebound off the three-pointer. Claire has it. And they're going to call a foul on number 25, Kayla Gillette. And now that's foul number five for the team. 10 minutes and 30 seconds remain in this game, and the Buccaneers lead 21 points, 43-22. Cadence gets the ball, gets it to Mia Singer for a three-point shot, and it's just short. Ernst gets the ball, goes around the defender for a two-point shot, make on the layup, 24 points now, the two-point make. They are now trailing by 19. Hey, come back, start with a single basket. Moving the ball around, Buccaneers. Madison Freeman now has it. Pass inside, then back to number two, and then for a pull-up three by Hakenin. Misses, and now Jalen Brunell's got the ball. Carrying up the court, pulls it back, and now she's got the ball. Gets it to Mia. Looking inside. Nice little pass to Cadence McCoo, and then to Jalen Brunell, who's trying to drive. Gets an open look. It's going to be a two-pointer. Misses, but good offensive rebound by Mia Singer. Cadence McCoo now has it. And back to Singer. The Eagles got to get out of this corner. Cadence now has it. Then back to Brunell for a three-point shot. It's going to be a miss. That just looked weird off the release. And Buccaneers now with the ball driving up the court. 1-2 layup miss. Hakenin gets the offensive rebound. And Addison Babcock tries to steal, causes a foul. And the Buccaneers will now pass the ball in. 9 minutes and 14 seconds remain in the half, and both teams just seem to play great defense. The difference is the Buccaneers will kind of unlock a couple shots here or there, whereas the Eagles are just having a tough time scoring. All right, another intercepted pass by Caden McCuen, who now gets the ball to Mia Singer, who's driving down the hoop, gets it to Brunell, then to, is that Ernst, who got fouled, yep. Oh, they're calling a foul on Madison Ernst, who got crunched by the Buccaneers. That is shocking. Okay, moving on. 9 minutes and 3 seconds. Yeah, they're going to sub Ernst off the field because she was holding her head and she got hit so hard. Okay. All righty. 9 minutes remain in the half. 43-24, Buccaneers the lead and the ball. All right. Number 11 has it. Passes it into 24. Nice little 1-2 pass there on the inside. And who made that? That would be Lauren Geiger with a nice little smooth shot on the inside for 2 points. Now 45-24. All right. With that, we have a timeout called by the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. So we're going to take a commercial break here. When we come back, we'll have the rest of this basketball game. Don't go anywhere.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back to tonight's game. The Schwamigan Screaming Eagles playing against the Prentice Buccaneers. Eagles got the ball right now, trailing by 21. Case McCuen has an open shot. It looks good. It doesn't drop, though. And it's a good defensive rebound by Lauren Geiger, who had the last shot make as well. All right, taking in, moving the ball over to number 11, Madison Holm. And, how did that not go in? Okay, well, number 24, Lauren Geiger, took a three-point shot. It touched the net, went out. But Hakenin got the rebound and was able to make the 2 points, 47-24. All right, Mia Singer with the ball. Jalen Brunell now has it in the corner. And back to Mia. Then intercepted pass on an attempt to Cadence McCuen. They're going to call foul on the Eagles. Wait, no. They're going to call out of bounds on the Buccaneers. See, these refs, they're just letting them play. Love it. All right, Jalen Brunell now has it, since she's going to pass the ball in to Cadence McCuen. Then nice little soft pass to Madison Ernst. It goes wide, and they're going to call it out of bounds on the Buccaneers on the attempted rebound. So the Eagles keep possession and get ready to pass the ball in. Cadence has got it. Then back to Jalen Brunell. Attempted steal, gets knocked out, so it stays in possession of the Screaming Eagles. 7 minutes and 43 seconds remain. Ernst is back into the lineup. She drives into the hoop. 1-2. She tries to go to the hoop, and we'll see what the refs call. They're going to say it's a foul on the Buccaneers, but it wasn't a shooting foul. She didn't establish a shooting motion, so it was just a regular foul. Long pass to Bablick for a catch-and-shot release three-pointer. It's off the rim, and that's just been the story. Addison is just so close on all of these shots, they just won't drop on these three-pointers. Okay. The coach for the Screaming Eagles is calling full court press, which I think is the correct decision. Number 22 tries to drive to the hoop, takes the shot, misses, and then it is stolen. Wait a minute. They're going to say Eagles ball. All right. They're calling a foul on number 22, Ashlyn Englund. So, or England? Sorry if I said her name wrong. Oh, the refs are correcting something that just happened. Sorry, let me before I speak. So the foul that caused the change of possession, the ref realized that they are in bonus. So the Screaming Eagles for the next 7 minutes and 20 seconds, any foul the Buccaneers commit will lead to free throw shots for the Eagles. Kate McEwen takes her free throw shot, misses, but Jalen Brunell gets the ball, and she gets fouled, so now she gets shots at free throw. Here we go. If you're going to make a comeback, having 7 minutes of team foul bonus is going to help. Free throw, first free throw is a make, so now it's 25-47. They trail by 22. Next free throw, it's in. They trail by 21. 47-26 with 7 minutes and 15 seconds left in this game. Buccaneers with a substantial lead looking to try to close this out. The Buccaneers moving the ball around. It's stolen by Ernst and recovered by Claire Young. And now Ernst is carrying it up the court looking to drive by everybody. She can't do it. They're going to call a jump ball on an attempted steal, and it's going to be Buccaneers. And so with that, the Buccaneers are feeling that this game is well enough in control, and I agree. They've subbed out pretty much their entire roster, and so I'm looking at a lot of sub players in. All right. Number one for the Buccaneers takes her three-point shot, misses. Case McCoon, powerful rebound, and now the Eagles are carrying up the court. Jalen Brunell has it, takes the two-point shot, misses, and Kayla Gillette gets the rebound. Long pass. Well, an NFL pass goes way past the end zone. Out of bounds. Screaming Eagles now with the ball. 6 minutes and 30 seconds remain in the game. Score is 47-26. Brunell takes a shot on the catch and release three, misses, and now it is back in Buccaneer possession. All right, number one has it. Madison Freeman moving the ball around. Long two-point shot and misses. They're going to call a blocking foul on number 20. Sorry, on number 14. Excuse me, Abby Addison Bablick. And they are now taking free throws. First free throw goes in, 48-26. Addison Bablick is now being substituted out for Sharika Rudolph, and we'll see her first minutes in this game. She's been a significant player with a lot of the players that have not been dressed for the Eagles the last few weeks, so it's good to see her in on the court. Next free throw is made. It's now 49-26. Eagles moving the ball around. Jalen Brunell setting things up. Trying to get by the defender. Ooh, miscommunication by Case McEwen and Jalen Brunell as the pass inside goes wide when it needed to go in. And because of that, it gets easily intercepted. And now, Francis has the ball. Madison Freeman inside gets it to Kayla Gillette, who then just gently sets the ball in for 2 points, 51-26. The second half is very quickly gotten out of hand as the Buccaneers have kind of found their stride and rhythm. And the Screaming Eagles, although playing, I would actually say, playing pretty okay defensively, their just offense is just not here tonight. And a lot of that is because of the Buccaneers playing very tenacious defense themselves. Another intercepted pass as soon as I say that sentence. 5 minutes remain in the game, and they are now driving up the court. All right, Hakanen. Long three, made three, 54-26. Nice shot. Ernst came the ball at the court. Gets it to Brunell. Cadence now has it. He's looking to pass it to Ernst, who takes one step, dribble, shot, miss, and the foul will result in two free throws. Kayla Gillette will be charged with the foul. I'm just waiting on the refs to... All right. I think Kayla Gillette just fouled out, so she needs to be subbed in, and so Lauren Geiger will be in. It's all right. Kayla Gillette has played an excellent game. I mean, the one thing is she drew too many fouls, but other than that, she had quite a little points, and she's easily reading rebounding. Okay. First free throw goes in. Second one does not, but they get the offensive rebound, and now Ernst has the ball. She gets fouled, and now she's going to line up for more free throws. Scores 54-27 now, after all said is done, with two more free throws for Madison Ernst. First one is just out. Subs coming in, number 21 for the Buccaneers, but I don't have her name on my call sheet, so I don't know who that is. Second free throw misses, and Ernst gets her own rebound. She gets the ball outside to Sharika Rudolph, and then she goes in, dribbles, and misses her her layup attempt. Oh, man, that was a good dribble and a good drive. The shot just went a little high. The Buccaneers got possession of the ball. They drew the foul themselves, but now they're in team bonus, so they, from that foul, will lead two free throws for number 21. Number 21, I wish I knew your name. Missed shot, and the Eagles got the rebound. Cadence McEwen. Ernst is carrying it up. Pass was almost intercepted. Ernst gets it to Cadence on the inside, then back to Ernst. Then we go for a shot by Claire Young, and as she goes to the shot, she draws a foul, so now she has two free throws. 4 minutes and 19 seconds left in the game. She's getting ready for her shot. First one is missed. Score will remain 54-27. Buccaneers are calling timeout. All right. Man, this game feels a lot closer than it is. I keep looking up at the score, and I'm like, oh yeah, the Buccaneers are leading by a lot. They're almost leading by 30. Right? It's like a product of you're watching the game, and that there's so many things that are even, like their effort, the stealing, the level of defense, the passing. The Buccaneers are just their shooting percentage is a lot higher. So the shots on board are just better. So although not more numerous, if you're making shots and the other team doesn't, 54-27 will be the result of the score. All right, timeout's finished. So the second free throw for Claire Young will happen in a moment. All right, aggressive. Give it there we go. All right, it is up and missed. But Jalen Brunell gets the rebound, jump ball, Eagle ball. There you go. Eagles have retained possession. Pass inside to Ernst now. She's looking. Gets inside. Passes it over to Cadence, who goes underneath. Goes for the shot. Misses, but gets fouled. So now she has a chance for two. We're living in a time where time don't move. We've been at 4 minutes for so long. Cadence's first free throw is a miss. Here comes the second one. And in and out. It's going to be Eagles ball as number two, Kylie Scott, not Orson, Kylie Scott, tried to get the rebound. It went off her hand and out of bounds. So now Eagles retain possession yet again. And if you've had the ball this long, you'd want to get some points. And Jalen Brunell has the same idea I does. It goes for a nice layup there, makes it. Now it's 29-54. Buccaneers with the lead. All righty. Madison Freeman carrying the ball at the court. As they are finally on offense, gets the ball over to Madison Holm. And it's going to be almost stolen, but it's going to be a foul by number 11. That'd be Madison Holm. And the foul was on her towards Madison Ernst. So now she has two free throws. First one, so wish. And the Eagles are now scored 30. They trail by 24. And the second one goes in. Swish again. They now trail by 30-23. Sharika Rudolph almost intercepted the inbound pass, but Madison Freeman retains possession for the Buccaneers. Full court press. Sharika was able to cause a turnover as she reached in all contact with the ball. And when the ball started to go loose, it bounced off the Buccaneers' hand out of bounds, and now the Eagles got it. Kames McCoon gets it. Nice little lob pass to Claire Young, and now there's 2 points. Eagles kind of coming alive here. It's now 33 points for them, and the Buccaneers have called a timeout. They are trailing by 21. There we go. Score is 54-33 with 3 minutes and 29 seconds left in the game. Buccaneers are so far defending their home court against the visiting Swamigan Scrimmage Eagles. Every second that goes by in this game, the likelihood of a comeback is becoming less and less. But, well, I will say this. The last couple games the Eagles had were pretty demoralizing if you were to look at the score. But what I had complimented to no end was just their tenacity and their ability to play through adversity. And you're seeing that right now. Oh, the Eagles are playing full court press against versus the Buccaneers. And they Madison Freeman was able to beat all that, get to her own side. And Jilla Brunell steals it on the one-on-one defensive play. Pass it into Ernst. And now the Eagles got the ball back. Ernst drives into the hoop, gets it underneath to Claire Young, who makes another two-pointer, 35-54. We're now at a 19-point deficit. 3 minutes is about to happen. And we have a violation by the Buccaneers as they did. They took too long to pass the ball in. I think it's a five-second violation. I can't remember the exact time. Eagles get to pass the ball in underneath the hoop. They pass underneath the hoop. Kades McCoon gets it. It gets blocked. Sharika tries to keep it alive, and it's going to be Buccaneers ball. Good call by the ref. I don't want to yell Buccaneers ball, right? It was off of Sharika's hand. So, all right. Madison Holm trying to pass it inside. She succeeds this time. They finally found the open. Girl number 14, Luca Blomberg's got it, trying to get past the half court. She can't. It's full court press. She doesn't get there soon. It's going to be called a half court violation. Sharika almost gets the steal. It's going to be a jump ball. And they're going to say Buccaneers are going to retain possession. I got to go get a rule book. I don't know. The jump ball at this level of play, there's got to be some wordings on it that I just don't understand. All right. Pass inside, full court press. They're able to beat it this time as Ashland carries it all the way down the court. Gets the double team, and then there's going to be a travel called by her as she ran into two defenders and wasn't able to pass. Couldn't get rid of the ball. Number 11, Danica Mann's now in. She passes inside to Madison Ernst, who's carrying it up the court. Passes to Sharika, who gets by her defender and is going to get hit and fouled, and so she will get two free throws. All right. 2 minutes and 21 seconds remain in this game. The Eagles trail by 19. Correction, they trail by 18. Nice shot by Sharika. Second free throw attempt is up and off the back of the rim. It's going to be knocked out. I think Cadence McCoon was the one that tried to attempt the rebound. So Buccaneers ball. They trail by 18. Or not the Buccaneers. Buccaneers lead by 18. Ernst is getting a little too aggressive on the steal and will foul number one, which is Madison Freeman. Did a good job of keeping the ball out of reach. And so she'll have a chance to push the lead back to 20 if she can make both of her free throws. All righty. First free throw is a miss, and so the same play, and the Eagles get the rebound. Ernst carrying it up the court, passes it over to Danica Mann, who loses the dribble. She gets it back, and we have a free three shot. It goes in! 39 points now as Madison Ernst drains the three. And it's going to be a reach and foul by Clary Young. Scores 54-19. This is only a 15-point deficit right now with 2 minutes and 2 seconds. And Kylie Scott has a chance for 2 points. First one is a miss. It's going to be rebounded by the Eagles, who now have the ball. Pass out the court. Sharik has got it. Gets by one defender. Gets by two. Goes for the two-point misses. And it's going to be a rebound. Nope. It's going to be a foul. Let's see what was on. Number 13, Claire Young, was hit in the arm once she reached in for the ball. And now Kylie Scott gets another chance at free throws. First one's a miss. Number 20, that would be Addison Kovarik. Freshman just got substituted in for her first minutes of the night. We have a rebound, an offensive rebound made by the Buccaneers. Number 22, Ashland just made a two-pointer. Now it's 56-39. Screaming Eagles driving up the court. Sharika's open. Nope, passes it over to now. Now Sharika's got the ball back. Now she drives by, has a 1-2 chance for a layup. She makes it. Nice move. 41 points. They trail once again by 15. 1 minute and 25 seconds remains in this game. Madison Freeman has the ball, able to carry it across the court. Cadence is on defense, throws it high, gets it inside, but it's a miss. And the Eagles, who's got it? It's going to be a jump ball, and they're going to rule it. Screaming Eagles ball. You know, basketball hasn't truly started until the 2 minutes are left in the game. That's the rule. Minute and 10 seconds remain. Sharik has got the ball. Drives by. They're going to call travel. Her pivot foot must have moved. She was on the far part of the court. I couldn't see that from here. Too many bodies. All right, Buccaneers now have a ball. They're looking to pass it in. And intercepted, almost intercepted by Danica Mann. Knocks it out of bounds. She couldn't retain possession after she had knocked it loose. Sorry if you hear my sniffles. It's cold. All right. Number 22 is Ashland. She's carrying the ball up the court. Gets the screen. It bounces off the defender. It goes out of bounds, but it bounces off of Danica Mann once again and goes out of bounds, so Buccaneers retain possession. 57.3 seconds left in the game. Buccaneers have a 15-point lead. Ernst gets the steal on the pass in. Looking to beat. The pulls-up jumper misses off the rim. And Cadence McCoon trying to get it. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call it, they called a foul on someone else on the other side. Must have just been like jostling for position or something. Either way. So Madison Ernst just fouled out of the game. And there we go. 15-point deficit with a chance for two more for Lauren Geiger for the Buccaneers. Free throws up. It just misses. So right now the score remains 56-41. Here comes the shot. It's up. And off the back of the rim, Sharika on the rebound for the Eagles, carrying up the court. Able to pass it over to Danica, then gets it over to number 20, then to Mia Singer for a three-point shot. It's in the corner. 44 points. They now trail by 12. And almost a steal, but they still have it. Passes up the court, gets it to Freeman, who is looking to create some space. Number 24 has it, gets the ball, takes the shot, misses. Offensive rebound made. Misses that one. Another offensive rebound. Gets the ball all the way over to Freeman at the top of the key, and she makes a very long two-pointer. It's 58-44. 10 seconds remain in the game. Mia carrying up the court. Dribbles left. Pulls it up. Sorry, that's Danica. Gets it over to Mia. 2 seconds. One. Cadence got to turn and shoot. They're going to call foul with 0.3 seconds on the clock. So she's going to have a chance to shoot two free throws. Well, it's the game, but it's not the game, right? The score's 58-44 with 0.3. So Cadence has a chance to just make the score look a little better for the Eagles. First free throw is up, and it's a miss. And let's see how this goes on the last play of this game. Dribble, dribble, shot, and miss, and touch hand, game over. And with that, we have game. The final score, the Prentice Buccaneers, 58, the Shawamig and Screaming Eagles, 44. Prentice put up a valiant, valiant game today, defending their home court from a tenacious Screaming Eagles trying to rear and come back into this game. I mean, they did cut into their deficit. It was almost 30 points at one point, and they were able to bring it back to 14. So that is very commendable to a very good Prentice team. Wow. Fun game. Fun game. Well, man, I'm just trying to think through this game here. We're going to go to a quick commercial read, and then we come back. We'll have the post-game show. Don't go anywhere.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. The high school girls basketball game just concluded down here in Prentice as the Buccaneers defeat the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles 58-44. Welcome to the postgame show. I'm Steven Jetland, and witnessed a really fun game. Screaming Eagles and the Buccaneers played really well tonight. I could talk about a lot of things, but the thing that Prentice did that Shawamigan didn't was their offense stayed consistent through the entire game. So both teams would have really good defensive stands for bouts of this game, but the Prentice were able to kind of like constantly chip in a couple points here, a couple points there, where the Eagles would go on pretty severe droughts. And then they'd score some points in a row, get kind of running, right? You know, two-pointer, three-pointer, free throws, all that stuff, right? But then they would go on another extreme drought. So you just had these, I guess I keep using the word drought here, but basically these stints of the game that the Eagles wouldn't score longer than the Prentice wouldn't score, which you look at the game, right? It was almost a 30-point deficit. I think it was 27 is what it was at one point, with Buccaneers with a really strong lead. And then the Eagles finally got that offensive engine churning and were able to bring it back to a 14-point lead. So it's like on the stat sheet, you might think the game was closer than it was, but just like the game state really showed that the Buccaneers controlled and handled this game. I do want to highlight some players on both sides of the ball. Or both sides for the teams. I think the Buccaneers, Kylie Orson runs a good offense at the point guard. Kaylee Hakenin's a deadly shooter, and Kayla Gillette is a smooth center player. But, man, I think those three as a cornerstone for their offense has a really good a shot at beating any team in this conference. For the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, it was great, 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 great to see Jalen Brunell dressed and playing for this game. It was good to see Mia Singer dressed and playing for this game. And it was fun to see. There's actually Addison Hahn is a freshman I've never seen before on this team. And Addison Kavarik as well, not seen. And then Gretchen Etter got some good minutes in the game as well. The Schwamigan Screaming Eagles still have yet to host their full starting roster of five at the start of the game as Haley Rauschenbach, who was here but not dressed, is still on the sidelines. And the last time I heard, there was some concussion stuff. So we're hoping for her health to be the focus and foremost. That's 100%. And we love that. So Jalen Brunell brings a certain speed to the Eagles that I think they sorely need. They have the speed, but Madison Ernst is getting swarmed by the defense on a full-court press, and Jalen was really helping break that by the second half. So, yeah, you know, there's really not too much else to talk about.